Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah forbids us from having any benefit from a tzelem, from an idol. Here we'll talk about how we treat different types of images or different types of figurines, we'll call them, that a person comes across and he doesn't know are they idols or not. Mishnah says, Kol ha-selamim asurin. All sculptures are forbidden for benefit, even in places where they are not worshipped. Because there are places where idols are not worshipped, but once a year, this actual idol will be worshipped when the sun is in a certain position and it meets this idol. There are certain types of towns that will only worship once a year. And therefore, says Rabbi Meir, we have to always be hoshesh. We have to be nervous that the image that we're discussing is a type of image that was worshipped once. Hachamim disagree. Hachamim say, maybe you're right in your city, Rabbi Meir, where they have that type of custom, but we're not going to extend that prohibition to other cities where we don't know what their story is. And therefore, in these other types of cities, if an idol has something in its hand, like a makel, a staff, or a bird, a sipor, or a kadur, a ball, that indicates that it's an idol. We're only going to forbid those types of sculptures. But other types of sculptures, we're not going to be nervous about. We're not going to automatically make the assumption that they're being worshipped. Well, Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, was going to say, no, we're extending it to everything. All types of cities, any type of sculpture is prohibited to benefit from because we're nervous that maybe it's the type of idol that I know about in my city that they were worshipped once a year. The three items that we mentioned over here all display a certain divine concept to them. The staff displays power. The bird shows that the idol controls everything, just like a person controls the bird in his hand. And the ball is supposed to be a metaphor for the whole world. The ball is round like the rest of the world, which shows that the idol has the entire world in its grasp. All of these items that we're talking about, all these types of idols, are only prohibited when they're at the entrance of the city. It's in Ukim Ta'an, this Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about at the entrance of a city. But in other types of places, like a little village off, and a little small village where people don't have the means or the money to actually have decorations, you can't assume that other types of idols are just decorations, like Hachamim are saying over here. But Hachamim would say, in those little small villages where people didn't have the money, we have to make the assumption that they actually are idols. So all this is talking about in a place with a little bit of means, with money. But if there's no means, you have to assume that they'll only spend money on actual idols. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Sheyesh Biyado Kol Davar. Says the Rashbag, he extends the prohibition on all idols, not only that are holding those three things, the staff, the bird, and the ball, but all idols that are holding something in their hand are likely to be an idol, and therefore they would be forbidden. According to him, any type of image that's holding anything in its hand represents greatness that it possesses, and therefore we have to assume that it's an idol.